B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Pei Tes. We're going to start 17 lines from the top of the Omud. We're continuing with the sugya of Matan Torah. Says the Gemara, V'omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This is another teaching by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. B'shor sheyorad Moshe milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down after receiving the Torah, when he left from Hashem, Bo Sotan V'omar Lefonov. Then the Satan came to Hashem after Moshe left and said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, the master of the universe, Hashem, Torah heichon hi, where's the Torah? Omar loy, Hashem said to the Yetzirah, to the Satan, Nesati hala oretz, I gave it to the earth. Holach etzel oretz, the Satan went to the earth, Omar lo, and he asked the earth, Torah heichon hi, where's the Torah? Omro loy, so the earth answered to the Satan, Elikim Haven Darko. Vahu Yodas Makoimo. Hashem understands its path and he knows its place. Holach Eitzel Yom, he went to the sea. Vaomarlo in the sea said to the Satan, Ein Imodi, it's not with me. Holach Eitzel Tohim, he went to the depths. Omarloi, and it said to him, Ein Bi, the Torah is not in me. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Tohim Omar, the depth said, Loibi, it's not in me. Loibi hi, v'yom Omar, and the sea said, Ein imodi, the Torah is not with me. So the Satan obviously after that went to Avadoin and Moves, which is possibly a type of Gehenim, and the Gehenim answered back to the Satan, Avadoin v'moves Omru, destruction and death, said to the Satan, Bozneinu Shomanu Shimo, we heard a report, and we understand that the Torah was given to the earth, but we don't know where it is. Chozar v'omar lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Satan went back to Hashem and said to him, Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Chipasti b'chol ha'oretz v'lo mitzasio, I searched the entire earth for the Torah, and I couldn't find it. Omar loy, Hashem said to the Satan, Lech etzel ben Amram, go to the son of Amram, go to Moshe Rabbeinu. Holach etzel Moshe, the Satan went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Omar loy, and he asked him, Torah shenosan locha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heichon hi, Hashem gave you the Torah, where is it? Omar loy, so Moshe said to the Satan, V'chima ani shenosan ni HaKadosh Baruch Hu es HaTorah, who am I that Hashem should have given the Torah to me? Omar lo Yakudish Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe badoi ato. Moshe, what are you saying that I didn't give the Torah to you? You're not worthy of the Torah being given to you. Of course I gave you the Torah. Omar lefonov, Ribbono shel Olam, Moshe said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, chamudo genuzo, yesh lecho she'ato mishtashea bo kol b'chol yom. You have this treasure called Torah that you're delighted with every single day. Ani achzik toivo la'atzmi, I should flatter myself as if to say that the Torah is given to me? I'm somebody who's deserving of getting your treasure from you? Omar le'akadosh baruch hu le'moshe, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, hoy elu mi'atato atzmecha, since you've humbly sort of diminished your role in receiving the Torah, tikra al shimcha, it's the Torah is going to be called in your name, shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, zichru Torah Moshe avdi, remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. Because Moshe humbly did not take any credit for his part in this, Hashem said, it's all going to be credited to you. Continues the Gemara of Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, another teaching from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. B'shar she'olam Moshe l'amorim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heights to receive the Torah, Motzoi l'akadosh baruch hu shehoyo koysher ksorim l'oisiyos, he found that Hashem was fastening crowns to the letters of the Torah. If you ever looked inside the Sefer Torah, you'll notice that many of the letters have crowns on them. Typically, the seven letters, Shatnez, Gatz, Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, and Tzadik, they have three little tagin, three little strokes, which look like a crown. And there's other letters, Bedek, Chayo, they have one tag each, there's the tag Lamed. But Hashem was tying crowns to the letters. Omar Loi, Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, in Sholim B'ircha, are there no greetings in your town? Why did you not greet me? You come up it's true that you see me, so to speak, we don't understand these concepts, but you see me busying myself with the Torah. I'm preparing the Torah for Matan Torah. I'm tying the crowns. Why don't you greet me? Omar Lefonov, Moshe said to Hashem, Klum yesh evet shenoisin shalom l'raboy. Is there any servant that greets his master? Proper reverence demands that a servant does not first greet his master. He waits for his master to acknowledge him. Omar Lo, Hashem said to him, Hoyo l'chol ozreini. You should have at least offered me some support. You should have given me, so to speak, a brocha and said that I should be matzliach in my endeavors and what I'm trying to do. Miyad Omar Lo, straight after that, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, V'ato, and now, Yigdal no koyach Hashem, the strength of Hashem should be magnified, Kasher dibarto, as you have spoken. Continues the Gemara. And this is another teaching from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. V'omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Maidichsiv, what's the Pasuk teaching us with the following Pasuk? V'yar ha'om, the people saw, ki boishe ish Moshe, that Moshe had delayed from coming down from the mountain. On Zion Sivan, the day after Matan Torah, whichever day it was, after Matan Torah, Moshe went up to Hashem, and he told them, I'm coming down 40 days later. And the Pasuk says that the nation, the people saw that Moshe had delayed. Al tikri boishesh, don't read it boishesh as meaning delayed, elo bo'u sheish. Rather, you should read it as bo'u sheish, 6 hours have already passed. B'shor sha'ola Moshe l'amorim, when Moshe went up to Shemaim, Omer lem l'Yisrael, Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, l'soif arboim yoim, at the end of 40 days, b'tchilas sheish, at the beginning of the 6th hour of the day, anibo, I'm coming back. Now Moshe meant to tell them that starting from the next day, because he needed 40 full days, starting from the next day, because he went up in the morning, so the previous night was not included. So that day was lost, and really he meant starting from the next day, 40 days. But really what happened, that means had they waited for him, had they understood what he meant, then they would have realized he was going to come down on the 17th of Tammuz. They mistakenly thought that the day he went up was one of the 40 days. So on the 16th of Tammuz, on the 6th hour, they were waiting for him, and he didn't come down. L'seifar boim yoim, at the end of the 40 days, that's on the 16th of Tammuz, bo sotan v'ir v'bes ha'olam, the sotan came and he confused the entire world. Omer lohem, the sotan said to them, Moshe rabcham heichon hu, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Omru lo, they said to the sotan, olol amorim, he went up to Shemaim. Omer lohem, bo sheish, the sotan said, and that's what we learn from this pasuk of boishesh, boishesh, have 6 hours not passed already? He should have returned by now. Loihish gicholov. The people did not pay attention to the sotan. Mace. The sotan said to the people, Moshe Rabbeinu has died. Vloihish gicholov. And they still paid no attention to him. They trusted Moshe would come down. Hera lohem dmus mitosoi. Then the sotan showed them an image of the bed, the bier of Moshe Rabbeinu being carried in the heavens, as if chas v'shalom to say that Moshe had passed away. V'hainu d'k'omru leila Aaron, and that's what the people afterwards said to Aaron HaKohen, ki zeh Moshe ho'ish, that this man, Moshe, we don't know what's become of him. Lo yodanu mehoyoloi. They got totally confused. They thought that possibly Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader, had passed away, and now they were left without a leader. Continues the Gemara. Omale ahu mirabonon Rav Kahana. One of the Chachomim said to Rav Kahana, Mi shmiya lecho mai har Sinai. Have you ever heard, what is the translation, what's the meaning of the word har Sinai? The word Sinai. And the Gemara assumes that it's the name of this mountain, the name of this midbar wasn't Sinai. It was something else, we'll soon see what. But it was given the name Sinai. It must be teaching us something. Omer le, so Rav Kahana answered to this Chochem, to this one of the Rabbonon, Har shenasu boi nisim leYisrael. It's called Sinai from the term of nisim, miracles, and miracles were performed to Klal Yisrael on this mountain. And there are many miracles that one could list out here. Some say it's the fact that they passed away and Hashem did Tchiyas HaMeisim. There could be other things that happened there that were clearly miracles. The Chachomim answered back to Rav Kahana, Har nisoyim eboilei. if it's called Sinai because of the miracles, it shouldn't have been called Sinai, it should have been called Nisai, which is the same term as Nisim. So Rav Kahana said, no, Elo Chad Ha Elohar Shenase Simon Toiv Le Yisrael. Sinai is from the term Simon Toiv, and Har Sinai means that this mountain became a very good Simon, a good omen for Klal Yisrael. We received the Torah on it. The Chachomim again said, if you Rav Kahana are right, Har Simonai Miboile, then the mountain shouldn't have been called Har Sinai, it should have been called Har Simonai. Omar Le, so they said to Rav Kahana, Mai Tama Lo Shchichas Kamei de Rav Papa v'Rav Huna b'Rei de Rav Yeshua de Ma'ayna b'Agaduta. Why do you not frequent Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, because they are the ones that they delve into the Agadutas. And if you would have been with them, you would know the answer to the question why Sinai is called Sinai. The Rav Chisda v'Rabba b'Rei de Rav Huna, the Omer Tarvayu, they both explained, Mai Har Sinai, what's the meaning of the term Sinai? Har Shayordo Sino, it's the same, sounds similar. The Samach and the Sin is often used as each other. They are often switched. That it's the mountain where Sina, where hatred was given or was formed by the Goyim because of this mountain. Because we got the Torah on the mountain and they didn't, they hated us for it. And they still hate us for it. V'hainu da'omer of Yosi Rav Chanina, that's what Yosi Bar Chanina said as follows. Chamisha Sheimois Yeshloi. The area around this mountain has five names. Midbar Tzin, it's called the Desert of Tzin. Why? Shenitztava Yisrael Olov. The word Tzin comes from the same word as Nitztava. Nitztava means commanded. And because Klal Yisrael were commanded the mitzvahs of the Torah on this mountain, it's called Midbar Tzin. Midbar Kodesh, it's called the Kodesh Desert. Sheniskachu Yisrael Olav. Kodesh is the same term as Kedusha, and Klal Yisrael was sanctified with that mountain, with the Torah they received at the time. Midbar Kedemois, it's also called Midbar Kedemois. Shenitno Keduma Olav. Because Torah that was there even before the world was, the Torah was Kodum, was given to Klal Yisrael on this mountain. Midbar Poron, this area was called Midbar Poron. Why? Sheporon is the same word as Poru, which means fruitfulness. Sheporu v'rovu oleo Yisrael, because near that mountain, Klal Yisrael, they were fruitful and they multiplied. And Rashi brings, because after Matan Torah, when Hashem said that they should all go back to their wives, then after that, every single woman, every wife in Klal Yisrael became pregnant with a boy, and therefore at Sinai, where all these women conceived, Klal Yisrael multiplied and became fruitful. Midbar Sinai, this desert was also called Midbar Sinai, Sheyorod Osino Leivdei Kechavim, because hatred was formed by the Avoydav Edezora, by the idolaters that on from this mountain. Umashemoy, what's the actual name of this mountain? We know what it was called for different reasons, but what was its real name? Its real name, Chayrev Shemoy. It was called Chayrev, that was the real name of this mountain, of this area. Upliga de Rabavo, Rabavo argued with what we just learnt. Domer Rabavo, Har Sinai Shemoy. He says that the real name was Sinai. And then we have to understand, so why was it called Chayrev? Veloma Nikra Har Chayrev, says the Gemara, Sheyorda Churva Lo'ivde Kechavim Olav, because Churva, ruins, transpired to the Oivde Avede Zorah, to the idolaters on this mountain, consequent to the Torah. Continues the Gemara, and now we're going back to the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Minayin shekoshrin loshin shel zohiris. How do we know? What's the source that on Yom Kippur they would tie a strip of wool onto the horns of the sawyer, the goat that was going to be sent to the Azazel? And we bring a pasuk, Yuchato eichem kashonim kashele gelbinu, v'miadimu katoilo katzemer yu. If your sins are going to be red like the shoni, then they are going to be whitened like snow. Ask the Gemara, Kashonim, Why does the Pasuk say, Im yu chataeichem kashonim, which is plural form, as meaning red threads? You should just talk about a single red thread. It should say, kashonim miboile. It should say, like a red thread. In the same way as in the few words later, it says, kasheleg yalbinu, it will get whitened like snow. And it doesn't say snow in plural form, kashlogim yalbinu. It says kasheleg in single form. So why are the red threads in plural form? Omer b'Yitzchok, Omer lemakadosh baruch hu liYisrael. Hashem meant to hint at Klal Yisrael, to tell Klal Yisrael as follows. Im yu chatoichem kashonim halolu. It's true that the literal translation means red threads. But here the word kashonim in its plural form also means like years. It says, Hashem says, even if your sins are like all these years, as regular and as many as all the years, shezdurei suboyis, that they are constant and continuous, misheishis imei bereishis vad achshav. You've done averus in a constant way, not just by chance. You've done it in a continuous way. You've done it many times, like the days of creation. Nonetheless, kasheleg yalbinu, they'll be whitened like snow. Dorash Rava. And now Rava is going back to that pasuk that we mentioned here in the Mishnah. Mai dichsiv. This that it says in the pasuk. How does the pasuk go? The pasuk starts, L'chu na v'nivochecha yoymar Hashem. Go now, l'chu na v'nivochecha, and let us reason together, yoymar Hashem, Hashem will say. Says the Gemara, l'chu na, go now, boyu na miboyle. It should say, come now. Hashem is calling Klal Yisrael, saying, come, let us be nivochacha, let us reason together. Yoimar Hashem, Hashem will say. Omar Hashem miboile. It should be that Hashem says, not Hashem will say in the future. Laosid, so the Gemara now explains. Laosid, lovoi, yoimar, lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. It's indeed talking about the future. In the future, Hashem is going to say to Klal Yisrael, what's he going to say? He's not going to say, come. He's going to say, go. L'chu na, go now, where to? Eitzel avo yiseichem, to your forefathers. V'yoychichu eschem, and let them rebuke you for the averus that you've done. V'yoymru lefonov, and Klal Yisrael will say to Hashem, Ribbono shel olam, eitzel mi neilech? Who should we go to? Eitzel Avram? Should we go to Avram Avinu? Sha'omarta lo, you told him, Yodoya Teida, that you told Hashem that we are going to be in exile 400 years, v'lo bikesh rachmim aleinu, and nonetheless, he did not ask, he didn't daven for mercy on our behalf? Eitzel Yitzchok? Should we go to Yitzchok Avinu? Shebirech es Esav, he gave Esav the brocha, and said, v'hoyo kashet torid, Yitzchok said to Esav that if you see that Yaakov, that Klal Yisrael are not keeping the Torah mitzvahs, that you'll be able to hurt them. You'll be able to cause them aggravation. You'll be able to cast off the yoke, the yoke of Yaakov from your neck. And nonetheless, Yitzchok Avinu didn't daven to Hashem for mercy on our behalf. Eitzel Yaakov, should we go to Yaakov Avinu? She'omarta lo, you told him, Onoichi eiridimcha Mitzrayim, I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim, to the Golus. And he told him, and I'm also going to go up with you. That means I'm going to be with you in future Goluses and future exiles. Yaakov was aware that we're going to go through more exiles. V'loi bikesh rachmo aleinu. Nonetheless, Yaakov did not daven for mercy on our behalf. Eitzel min neilich achshav. Who should we go to? They're going to say to Hashem. Yoimar Hashem. You Hashem. We're going to say to Hashem. Yoimar Hashem. You should give us rebuke. Because there's no one better than you that can give us rebuke. You love us and care for us. And we want to hear rebuke from you. Omelem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, Hoyel utzilisem atzmechem bi, since you made yourselves entirely dependent on me and just on me, therefore, im yu chatoichem, that's the next words in the pasuk, that even if your averus are going to be kashonim, as we said before, kashonim means red, like red threads, kashonim means like all those years, as we saw in the Gemara before, kasheleg yalbinu, I'm going to whiten them like snow. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omer b'Yichanon. Maidichsiv, how are we going to understand the following pasuk? Ki ata ovinu, you are our father. Ki Avram lo yodanu, because Avram doesn't know us. V'Yisrael, and Yisrael, which we'll see is referring to Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu, lo yakirenu. He does not recognize us. Ata Hashem Avinu, you Hashem are our Father, goyaleinu, our Redeemer, me'olam shemecha, and your name is me'olam, is has always been. Because we know that Hashem is not bound by time in any way. What's going on here? Lo'osid lovo yoimar le'akadosh baruch hu la'avram. Hashem is going to say to Avram Avinu, lo'osid lovo yimirtz Hashem very soon, Hashem is going to say to Avram Avinu, Bonecha chotuli, your children, Klal Yisrael, have sinned against me. Omar lefonov, Avram Avinu is going to answer Hashem, Riboinei sheloilam, yimochu al kedushas shemecha. Then you should sanctify your name by punishing and obliterating all those that have done Averus. Hashem wasn't happy with this reply. He wants us to survive. Omar, so Hashem said, so to speak to himself, Emer lei leYaakov, I'll go and tell Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, dehavalei tzar gidol bonim. He experienced a lot of pain in raising his children. He'll definitely have a passion for Klal Yisrael in spite of their Averus. Efshe deboy rachmi elayu. Hashem said, maybe he'll daven for mercy for Klal Yisrael. Omer lei, so Hashem said to Yaakov Avinu, Bonecha chotu, your children, Klal Yisrael, have sinned in front of me, against me. Omar lefonov, Yaakov Avinu surprisingly answered to Hashem, Riboinei sheloilam, yimochu al kedushas shemecha, may your name be sanctified by obliterating those who have done averus. Omar, so Hashem said, Loi besovei taima. There's no reasoning amongst the elders, referring to the oldest of the three others, the earliest of the earlier one, the first of the Ovis Avram, v'loi b'dardaki eitza, nor is there counsel amongst the youth, referring to Yaakov, who was the last of the three Ovis. Omar loi liYitzchok, so Hashem is going to say to Yitzchok Avinu, bonecha chotuli, your children, your sons have sinned against me. Omar lefonov, Yitzchok Avinu is going to save the day. He's going to say to Hashem, Riboinei sheloilam, bonai v'loi bonecha, you're telling me that my children have sinned. Are they my children and not your children? B'shor she'ekdimu lefanecha nasa v'nishma. When you knew, when you assumed and you knew, you Hashem know everything, you knew and based on your knowledge that Klal Yisrael were going to say nasa v'nishma, karaso lehem b'ni b'chayri Yisrael, you called them b'ni b'chayri Yisrael, you said that Klal Yisrael are my son, my firstborn, meaning Hashem's son. So Yitzchok Avinu was saying that they are only my son's sins, they're not your sons. Achshav bonai v'loi bonecho, now you're saying it's only my sons that have sinned and they're not your sons. V'oid, and even furthermore, Kamachotu, how much could they already have sinned? Kamash Naisov Shel Odom, let's work it out. How many years does a person live on average? Shivim Shono, 70 years. Del Eshim Deloy Onchus Elayu. We see from the punishments that were met out in the desert that Hashem did not punish below the age of 20. So let's subtract 20, that you don't punish them for that. For the Averus done, the first 20 years, there's a big discussion in the Mefarshim whether this concept of not giving punishments for Averus done till 20, how that applies, if it applies in halachic and practical terms. Poshaluhu Chamishim. So Yitzchok Avinu will say, there's only 50 years left. Dal Esun V'chamisha Delelasa. Half of that time, which is 25 years worth, is night time. People are sleeping. No one's doing Averus. Poshelu Esun V'chamisha. We're left altogether with 25 years. Dal Tartus Liopalga. Half of that time, subtract, did Sluya, because we spend time davening, or Meichel, and we're eating, or Debeis Hakise, and relieving ourselves in the bathroom. So what? And then we don't do Averus then. Poshalu Tartus Sri Upalga. We just left with 12 and a half years. Im Atosoiviles Kulam. If you, Hashem, can shoulder all those Averus, Mutav is good. V'im Lav. And if not, Palga Olai Palga Olach. I'll take responsibility. I'll shoulder half. And you, Hashem, should shoulder half. V'im Tim Tzuleima Kulam Olai. And if you, Hashem, are suggesting that I should shoulder all of them, Hokrivos nafshi kamoch. I've already sacrificed myself before you. We know that Yitzchok Avinu, by the Akedah, he sacrificed himself to Hashem. So, poschu v'omru. When Klal Yisrael are going to see the way Yitzchok Avinu is going to defend us, they are going to say, ki ata Avinu, you Yitzchok, are our true father. Omalem Yitzchok. Yitzchok Avinu is going to say to them, Achatem mekalsim li, instead of giving me, instead of lauding me, kalsu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. You should give, Lord, you should bless, you should associate to the true Father, which is Hashem. Umachveluhu Yitzchok HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'inayu. And Yitzchok is going to indicate, so to speak, and appoint to Hashem, and going to say to all of Klal Yisrael in front of their eyes, there, Hashem is your Father. Miyad nosu inem lamorim. Klal Yisrael are going to lift their eyes up to the heavens, to above. Vo'imrim, and they're going to say, Ata Hashem Ovinu, you Hashem are our Father, Goyaleinu, our Redeemer, Me'olam Shemecho, and your name has been for always. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rebchia bar Abba Omar Rebbe Yechanon. Ro hoyo Yaakov Avinu leired leMitzrayim b'shal shaloyis shel barzel. Yaakov Avinu was destined to go down to Mitzrayim in iron chains. As we know that the Yaakov Avinu's descent to Mitzrayim was the start of an exile, and the way people typically go into exile are when they are in iron chains. However, Elo sheschus gormuloi, he had a great merit that stood in his cause, and therefore he did not go down in iron chains. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Bechavlei Odom, with the ropes of a man, Emshochim, I'm going to draw them, going to draw Yaakov and Klal Yisrael to Mitzrayim, Ba'avoisois Ahava, with braids, with cords of love. Ve'eye Lohem, and I will be to them, Kemerime oil, similar compared to those that lift a yoke, al lechehem, upon their jowls, on their jaws, v'at elov oichil, and I will extend towards them the strength to bear with the intense labor, the intense golus. And that pasuk is saying that Hashem extended to Klal Yisrael because He loved them. He took them down not with shal shaloi, shal barzel, with iron chains, rather with chavle odom, with relatively easier descent to Mitzrayim, ropes of a man. And Yemir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue with the next Mishnah.